With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It will take just a bit longer, but the White House says essential federal workers should get back to the job and get paid very soon.
Trump economic advisor Kevin Hassett said payments will probably come in the next week or sooner. Federal workers deemed essential, including Capitol Police officers, TSA workers, and air traffic controllers, had been forced to work without paychecks during the shutdown. Meanwhile, it'll likely take some time to get SNAP food aid payments and air travel back to normal.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Now, in the meantime, we've learned late in the day state officials are working to restore full SNAP benefits to millions they hopefully say by Friday morning. Well, the strike against Starbucks is growing.
Starbucks workers at 65 stores are on strike. It's happening on busy Red Cup Day. Free reusable cups are given to customers who buy a holiday drink. The strike has forced some Starbucks to close. Sylvia Baldwin is a barista in Philadelphia.
We're calling for the company to come back to the bargaining table and settle a first contract with us that actually addresses the problems in our stores, understaffing, lack of the hours we need, and lack of the pay we need to actually pay our bills and make ends meet.
The company says it offers the best wage and benefit package in retail. I'm Ed Donahue.
Rough day on Wall Street. Stocks stumbling to one of the worst days since the sell-off last spring. S&P 500 sank 1.7% and pulled further down from its all-time high set last month. Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.7% from its own record set the day before. The NASDAQ tumbled 2.3%. And Americans will be allowed to contribute more money to 401k and other retirement saving plans beginning next year. This is SRN News. The mayor of Marion, Indiana, calls it the closest thing he's ever seen to a real-life miracle.
Last week, Mayor Ronald Morrell took $5,000 to an Aldi grocery store to give 50 families $100 each to pay for groceries. When the cash quickly ran out, he appealed on social media for donations. Local businesses and individuals quickly responded with $30,000 to help some 200 families. The mayor wrote on Facebook that, quote, God multiplied on the spot in real time. George Williams reporting.
Well, the world's dwindling community of those who survived the Holocaust issuing a warning about the current surge in global anti-Semitism. One survivor, now elderly, says we live in an era equivalent to the 1930s when synagogues are burned and people in the street are badly attacked. This is SRN News. France remembering the pain of the terrorist attacks 10 years ago right now. 132 people were killed.
The French capital mourned the dead and innocents lost on November 13, 2015, when nine Islamic State group gunmen and suicide bombers struck within minutes of one another at several locations in the deadliest violence to strike France since World War II. Coordinated attacks targeted the packed Bataclan concert hall, cafes, the National Stadium, with France's national trauma likened to that of 9/11 in the U.S. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
EU officials warning Ukraine it must keep cracking down on graft in the wake of a major corruption scandal that could hurt the country's ability to attract financial aid. They also offered assurances, though, the aid will continue to flow. More details at srnnews.com.